And it is the Coach Show, which John Gibbons hosting this week. And where else to start but Newcastle, and with Alex Hayes from True Faith. And Alex, Newcastle got the first win of the season, finally, the weekend. How was it?
Oh, it was absolutely unbelievable, mate. It's just a great feeling winning football matches. If you haven't done it for a long time, you kind of forget what it feels like at the end of the match and walking out of the game. And you know, the new owners have done a lot of good things since they've come in. They've cleaned the windows at the stadium for the first time in about 10 years. They've done stuff at the training ground. But it's all kind of insignificant compared to winning football matches. So it's really good for them as well to get their first win, and for the manager as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we talked a couple of weeks ago and talked about the two games coming up against obviously the teams around you, and I think you said 4 points minimum, and obviously after the Norwich game that put real pressure on that. The fact that it is 4 points from those two games means a lot for the table, doesn't it? I was, you know, obviously we all look at the league tables, you know, all the time, and Newcastle were starting to look like they were a bit of a drift, you know, not just from 17th but from sort of 18th and 19th as well. Now it's really bunched up again, hasn't it? And that's really important.
Massively, you know, Newcastle are going to have to be the first team in Premier League history to avoid relegation, having won none of their first 14 games. So, you know, to do it is already going to be a big ask. But, you know, like you say, walking out the ground, you look at the table, we're 3 points off Watford, and it goes from a lot of people on Tuesday saying, well, that's it, you're down, to being 3 points off safety, albeit with some very tough fixtures coming up in the next four. But, you know, when you win games of football, things feel possible. Like, why can't you go win the next game? Once you've won,
yeah,
you know, it opens up this new world of possibility.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I want to focus on a few different players. Obviously, got to start with the main man up front. You know, his relationship with the manager's importance, isn't it? And it wasn't something that I'd sort of massively considered. Listen, I'm sure it was talked about sort of up there when he's being linked with the job. I don't think it's the reason he's got the job, sort of far from it. But the fact that he knows him, they know each other. There seems to be, you know, a good working relationship there, a good level of trust. He obviously knows sort of what he wants. You know, it is a plus, isn't it, for both of them, and obviously for Newcastle supporters.
Oh yeah, definitely. And you know, they clearly get on as blokes and like each other, yeah, which always helps as well. And you know, where would Newcastle be without Callum Wilson? I mean, it's scary, to be honest with you. He's so good. That's two goals this week, two massive goals this week. You know, he's just an absolute leader. And you know, it's easier to like players who seem like nice blokes as well, who talk well, who speak well, who talk well at the club. And yeah, the relationship that those two have got is obviously crucial. And you know, on the other side of that, I think, fucking hell, what would happen to Newcastle now if Callum Wilson got injured and was out for the season? That would be terrifying. You know, Wilson's got six goals this season in a team that's hardly, you know, had a shot. He's got six Premier League goals. You know, that's massive for a team in Newcastle's position. It's an unbelievable player.